Hi folks, welcome to the show. If you like cats, then you're definitely going to enjoy our topic today. Why do cats meow? I must say, cats are amazing animals. They are often very cute, furry, nimble, and always aware and alert, like little ninjas. That's why not many animals would dare mess with them, except for dogs. But compared to dogs that bark all day for almost any reason, cats only seem to meow in certain situations. It turns out that cats learned to meow when they were babies. They meow to attract the mother cat when they're hungry, and then to wean the kittens or to stop breastfeeding them, the mother cat would stop answering to a kitten's meow, and that's when cats stop meowing, because it simply doesn't work anymore. However, humans often treat their pet cats like a little companion or even family, so we often answer to cats when they meow, which makes it feel like we're having a little conversation or something. That's also why you don't often hear cats meowing outdoors. And that, my friends, brings us to our sentence of the day. Each cat learns which noises work best in certain situations, developing a special language that only their owner will understand. Once again, each cat learns which noises work best in certain situations, developing a special language that only their owner will understand. All right, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, noise, which means a sound that is unwanted, unpleasant, or loud. For example, you can say, I heard a loud noise and ran to the window. I heard a loud noise and ran to the window. Or you can also say, the noisy student was punished by his teacher. Noisy is the adjective for noise. The noisy student was punished by his teacher. All right, number two, certain. All right, you can pronounce it as certain or certain. Some Americans say certain. They skip the T. Okay, certain. All right, it can have two meanings. When it's a pronoun, it means a particular but not named or described. When it's an adjective, it means when you're 100% sure that something is true or known to be true or correct. For example, for the pronoun, you can say, he inherited a certain amount of money. He inherited a certain amount of money. Okay? So for adjective, certain, you can say, they are certain that they will succeed. They are certain that they will succeed. They are sure that they will succeed. All right, moving on to number three, situation. Situation. It's a noun, which means the set of things that are happening and the conditions that exist at a particular time and place. For example, you can say, he is in a difficult situation. He is in a difficult situation. You can also say, the economy situation is not so good at the moment. The economy situation is not so good at the moment. All right, moving on to last but not least, number four, language. Language. All right, it's a noun, which means a system of communication consisting of sounds, words, and grammar. Okay? So, for example, Chinese, French, English, those are languages, okay? So, for example, you can say, he can speak several languages. He can speak several languages. You can also say, you shouldn't use such strong language. You shouldn't use such strong language. So, when you say strong language, you mean when they curse or when they say bad words, okay? You know, I can't help but wonder what cats are really meowing for. For food? For love and attention? Or are they simply meowing for their favorite VoiceTube show host, Ken? Meow! Alright, and that's it for the day. Speaking of cats, if you want to know what your cat is thinking about, go search for Sad Cat Diary on YouTube and find out their true feelings. If you're a dog person, search for Sad Dog Diary. I hope you enjoy it. This is Kim Miao, and I will see you again next week.